In a logo, sparkling light arcs over a castle. Disney. Under a star-studded sky, a ring of stones appears to rotate, forming a title, The Legend of Mordu. A crow flies into a stone house. A gray-haired witch beckons someone inside.
Come on, then. Let me guess. You want to be smarter, taller, faster.
Breathe underwater.
She elbows a cauldron.
Able to fly.
Read minds.
Great strength.
Ah, which reminds me.
The prince. Tell it, tell it.
Oh, aye, I'll tell you a tale. But it's up to you whether you heed the words or not. Not far from here, there was a prosperous, flourishing kingdom.
Ancient kingdom, ancient.
Would you let me tell it?
A tower sits atop a cliff.
It was ruled by a king whose wisdom was equaled by the love of his people. The king had four sons, each gifted in his own way. The youngest was wise. The third was compassionate. The second son was just. And the king's eldest son was strong. But he mistook great strength for character. One dark autumn, the king grew ill. On his deathbed, he proclaimed the crown would not pass to the eldest, but that he would divide the rule.
Fire consumes the king's body.
That the combined gifts of the brothers would make an even greater kingdom. But the eldest son felt disgraced.
He sits on the throne.
Believing that he alone should be the sole heir, a seed of selfishness grew in him, like a poison. To his brothers, he declared his claim and demanded their obedience.
He breaks a stone image of the brothers,
shattering the bonds of their brotherhood.
Soldiers march through fog.
Words turn to war. Brother fought brother. And the fate of this great kingdom was forever changed.
Glimpses show the sun's armies fighting on a field, in a forest, on grassy hills, and on warships. On a snowy hill, the armies face each other.
The prince commanded a powerful army, but the battle remained a bitter stalemate. Starving for a victory, the prince cursed his fate. He stalked the woods, coming to rest within an ancient ring of stones.
Dozens of glowing wisps float around him as he rides a horse.
The will of the wisps appeared, drawing him, guiding him to the edge of a dark loch and a tiny cottage far from the shore. There lived a rare creature. A beautiful conjurer, an enchantress of elegance and grace, a ravishing vision of magnificent loveliness.
An image shows a gray-haired witch.
A witch. He demanded she create a spell that would change his fate. The strength of 10 he desired, and he offered his signet ring to persuade her.
Uh-oh.
The ring bears an image of two axes.
The witch could see the wounded soul behind his bluster. And so she made him a spell that offered him a choice. To fulfill his dark wish, or heal the family bonds he had broken.
Magic liquid fills a horn.
Baiting his brothers with a false truce, the prince claimed his kingdom. To the brothers' protests, he stood before them and drank the spell.
Luminous liquid pours into his mouth.
At that moment, the spell took effect, giving him strength tenfold. But to his surprise, in the form of a great black bear.
The bear's eyes glow.
Still, there was the spellbreaker she had given him. If he would only choose to mend the bond torn by pride. Instead, he accepted the shape of the monster.
He slashes with his claw.
And defeated his brothers. He returned to command his army, but they saw only the beast.
He leaps at them.
They took arms against him. He slew a great many, and the rest fled the kingdom in terror.
Now, as Mordu the Bear, the prince tosses men off a crumbling cliff.
With the armies of the brothers fractured, the kingdom collapsed into darkness, and the blight of the great black Mordu fell across his domain. Desiring power over the bonds of family, Mordu has wandered endlessly, his soul forever buried inside the scarred and tormented shell.
The witch offers a pastry to her visitor.
A grim feat. But what of you? Will you challenge fate?
I just wanted a drink of water!
A young man with spiky hair, Wee Dingwall, pounds on the stone house's door.
Sweetie, you've got to pull, not push.
Oh, thank you.
He runs out.
Nice chatting with you.
Back to wood carving.
The door closes. Audio description by WGBH with funding by Disney. Voiced by Daniel Angarita.